A prayer for the children of the nations. Protection. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children and their family, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for their sins, that he might deliver them from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father. Now may the Lord of peace himself give them peace always in every way. The Lord be with them all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with them all. He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? Hear our prayer, O Lord, and let our cry come to you. Do not hide your face from our children in the day of their trouble. Incline your ear to them. In the day that they call, answer them speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we ask that the Lord teach our children and their family to walk in the Spirit so that they shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life, the snare in their midst. May our children and their people not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let them not be deceived, nor their minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Let them not be tempted by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, nor give place to the devil. Let wisdom enter their hearts, and knowledge be pleasant to their souls. Let discretion preserve them. Understanding will keep them and their people, and deliver them from the way of evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, let nothing wicked cling to our children and their house. A perverse heart shall depart from them, and they will not know wickedness. In Christ we pray that our children will rule their own spirits. Let love be without hypocrisy. Let them abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. May they endure all temptation and receive the crown of life. May the Lord search them and their people and know their hearts. Try them and know their anxieties and see if there is any wicked way in them and lead them into the way of everlasting. In Christ we pray that the Lord our God will show our children his ways and teach them his paths. Lead them and their family in his truth and teach them. You, O Lord, are their shield, their glory, and the one who lifts up their head. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on our children and their people, and the great goodness toward their house and their nation, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, may the Lord make our children and their family spiritually minded and give them and their people life and peace. In Christ we proclaim that God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, the mind of Jesus Christ. Let Jehovah Yahweh, their everlasting strength, through him who is true, our children and their family will not entertain confusion, but the breath of the Almighty will give them and their people understanding, and they shall walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, in Christ we ask that all things covered be revealed, and all things hidden be known to our children and their people. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and they are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Therefore, our children shall not doubt, but know the peace of God, and be comforted by the knowledge that God is for them. And in all things they are more than conquerors through him who loves them. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Through him whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith, may all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from our children and their house and their nation with all malice. Instead, in Christ we pray, our children and their family will be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living bread which came down from heaven, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will not be tormented with impure, evil, negative, vain, foolish, futile, sinful, or godless thoughts, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds, according to the faith of God's elect. May our children and their people have rule over their own spirits and their own emotions. Be anxious for nothing. In Christ we ask the God of their salvation to teach them and their family to let their requests be made to God, and the peace of God will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let the God of their strength bring our children and their people out of the darkness and the shadows of death, and break their chains in pieces, and teach them and their family to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made them free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. In Christ we pray that God will give them and their family the assurance that with God all things are possible. Let God, their helper, make our children and their house strong and of good courage, not afraid nor dismayed, but know in their hearts that the Lord their God is with them wherever they go. God of their defense, make known to them that the Lord is always with them. He will never leave them nor forsake them. The Lord will strengthen them, help them, and uphold them with his righteous right hand. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, a curse without cause will not alight on our children. In the name of Jesus Christ, their stronghold, may the Lord, the God of recompense, bless those who bless our children and curse those who curse them. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. Bless the Lord, our children's souls, and all that is within them. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O our children's souls, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all their iniquities, who heals all their diseases, who redeems their life from destruction, who crowns them and their family with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies their mouth with good things, so that their youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed their transgressions from our children and their house. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. God has spoken once, twice I've heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to their work. He only is their rock and their salvation. He is their defense. Our children shall not be moved. In God is their salvation and their glory, the rock of their strength, and their refuge is in God. Let them sing of your power, O Lord. Yes, they will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you are their defense and refuge in the day of trouble. To you, O our strength, they will sing praises, for God is their defense, the God of their mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, in Christ we ask that the Lord will give his angels charge over our children and their family, to keep them in all their ways. In their hands, angels shall bear our children up, lest they dash their foot against a stone, according to the measure of Christ's gift. In Christ we pray, the Lord of hosts will give his angels special charge to accompany, defend, and preserve our children and their family, and to provide safety for them day and night, and let them have peace in the knowledge that they dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Master, let the angels of the Lord encamp all around them and their house and all that is theirs, and deliver them and their people. The Lord God, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, will go before our children and their family and make the crooked places straight. The Lord will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give our children the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that they and their family may know that He, the Lord, who calls them by their name, is the God of their house. He will lead them and their family in paths they have not known, He will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things he will do for them, and not forsake them. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over our children, and his glory will be seen upon them. If they are a reproach for the name of Christ, blessed are they, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on them. On their accusers he is blasphemy, but on their part he is glorified. To him be the glory both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, him who is from the beginning, according to his abundant mercy, may the Lord redeem their life from destruction, crown our children and their people with loving kindness and tender mercies, protect them and their family from accident, disease, depression, destruction, disaster, and lusts of the eye, lusts of the flesh, and pride of life. God of the living, shield our children from temptation, and help them cleanse themselves and their family of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. It is written, no weapon formed against our children shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against them in judgment they shall condemn. May the God of their defense keep our children and their people from the snares the wicked have laid for them, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while they and their family escape safely. Let all their enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. For the Lord their God will bless our children and their family. With favor, Jehovah will surround them and their house and their nation, as with a shield. God of truth, give them understanding, that they might know the Lord is their rock and their fortress and their deliverer, their God, their strength, in whom they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold. May they call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so they shall be saved from their enemies. For the Lord has struck all our enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon our children and their family. And you, Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. In his name, the Lord God of justice, deliver our children and their people from every evil work and preserve them and their house. In Christ we pray that God, who is faithful to all generations, will hide them from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, may the Lord make a hedge around them, around their house and their nation, and around all that they have on every side. May the Lord God of their defense plead their cause with those who strive with our children, fight against those who fight against them. In Christ we pray that the Lord God of hosts will not let them be ashamed, for we have called upon the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things, proudly and contemptuously against them and their house and their nation, for they are the righteousness of God. May the God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in them all, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, take hold of the shield and the buckler, and stand up for them and their house and their nation. Also, draw out the spear, and stop those who pursue them and their people. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after their lives. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot their hurt, who seek to destroy their lives and rejoice at the hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who exalt themselves against our children and their house and their nation. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish them and their family evil. our children are in Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. To which of the angels has he ever said, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? To him be the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, glorify his name forevermore. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their demonic spirits, and divide their tongues. Everywhere violence and strife exists, the Lord has broken the staff of the wicked. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will trust in God, and the arms of the wicked shall be broken, for the Lord upholds the righteous. In Christ we ask the God of gods and the Lord of lords to break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until he finds none. Arise, O Lord, confront them, cast them down, for your name's sake. May the God of all comfort and peace deliver our children and their family from the wicked with his sword, with his hand, from men. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. A fire goes before our Lord and burns up his enemies round about. Upon the wicked, O God of our defense, rain coals, fire, and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. According to the exceedingly greatness of his power, the Lord, the God of recompense, will pull our children out of the net they have secretly laid for them. For he is their strength. Into his hand, in Christ we pray, they will commit themselves and their family. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their wicked schemes. Let destruction come upon them unexpectedly. And let the net that the wicked has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction let them fall. As for the head of those that surround our children and their family, let the evil of their lips cover them. Let the burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fires, into the deepest pits, not to rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, let the God of hosts cause their enemies who rise against them to be defeated before their face. They shall come out against our children one way, and flee before them seven ways. May the Lord show his marvelous loving kindness by his right hand, and keep our children and their family as the apple of his eye, and hide them and their people under the shadow of his wings, from the wicked who oppress them, from the deadly enemies who surround them. But you, O Lord, do not be far from our children. O our strength, hasten to help them, for the Lord God reigns. The Lord will redeem their lives from oppression and violence, and precious shall be the blood in his sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, nations shall fear the name of the Lord. In Christ we pray, our children and their family shall take captive whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors. Violence shall no longer be heard in their land, neither wasting nor destruction within their borders. But the Lord shall call their walls salvation, and their gates praise. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let it bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. The Lord shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Bow down your ear to us, O Lord. Deliver our children and their bloodline and their family speedily. Be their rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save them, for you are their rock and their fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead them and guide them. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Give thanks to the Lord for all of his blessings, and in Christ we ask that our God remember his covenant with our children. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, we ask these things in the precious name of his Son, Jesus Christ. the ruler over the kings of the earth. In Christ, we stand on the blood covenant relationship that our children have with the Most High God, and through the blood of Jesus, we ask for His protection for them and their house. Remember your covenant, O Lord, and do not remove your protection. Blessed is the Lord our God, for He has visited and redeemed His people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for them and their house, as He spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that our children shall be saved from their enemies and from the hand of all who hate them, to perform the mercy promised to their fathers, and to remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to their father Abraham, to grant our children that they, being delivered from the hand of their enemies, might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of their life. For it is written, because Jesus keeps them safe, the wicked one cannot touch them. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the grace of God Almighty, in Christ we declare it so. Many, O Lord our God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward our children cannot be recounted to you in order. They are more than can be numbered. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle and high priest of our confession, and we receive all these things, knowing it is the will of God, and He hears us. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. In Jesus' name, so be it.